Saddleback presents The Red Badge of Courage by Stephen Crane. Adapted by Emily Hutchinson. Chapter 1. Fears of Battle. A cloud of fog rose slowly from the cold earth. The rising sun revealed a camp of Union Army soldiers stretched out on the hills. Last night the Yankees had seen the red gleam of enemy campfires on a distant hillside. Today they were hoping for some action. A tall soldier had gone down to the river to wash a shirt. When he came back, he was waving the shirt like a flag. "I just heard that we're moving out tomorrow for sure," he said to a group of his comrades. "We're going up the river. Then we'll cut across and catch the rebels from behind." "It's a lie. That's all it is, another big lie," said one private loudly. "I don't believe the darned old army's ever going to move. I've got ready to move 8 times in the last 2 weeks, and we ain't moved yet." "Believe what you like, Wilson." The tall soldier, Jim Conklin, was so sure of himself that the men started to believe him. One of them, a young private named Henry Fleming, listened silently while the others talked. Then he went to his tent, crawled inside, and lay on his bunk. He wanted to go over some new thoughts that had come to him lately. Henry had dreamed of battle glory all his life. The great and bloody wars of his imagination had thrilled him with their sweep and fire. In his daydreams, he had always been a great hero. But Henry was not so sure anymore. Perhaps such battles belonged in the distant past, along with heavy crowns and high castles. This war seemed different. The soldiers around him seemed more timid. Perhaps religion and education had erased the killer instinct in men. For months, Henry had been burning to enlist in the great war between the North and the South. Tales of great marches, sieges, and conflicts filled the newspaper. He had longed to see it all. But his mother had discouraged him. She gave him hundreds of reasons why he was needed more on the farm than on the field of battle. Then one night, the church bell rang to celebrate a great victory over the Confederate Army. This news made him shiver with excitement. Later, he had gone down to his...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?